This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Welcome to 7-5 Radio. The question should be, how many more times are we going to go through this? This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. Walter, how are we doing today?
Doing fairly well. Woke up to some bad news this morning. But other than that, at least I opened up my eyes.
Yep. Good news is that no law enforcement officers, deputies, constables were murdered in the line of duty. But anyways, let's get right into this. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee, where our home station, WMQM, is stationed. 24 officers injured in Memphis unrest after U.S. Marshals fatally shoot young black man. This is the headline in the Washington Post. What happened was on Wednesday evening, U.S. Marshals were serving a felony warrant on this 20-year-old piece of garbage named Brandon Weber. Mr. Weber brandished a weapon and pointed it at the deputies. They're members of Marshal Service Law Agency known as deputies. They're deputy U.S. Marshals. So the Marshals drew their weapons and fired back, killing Mr. Weber. And, of course, you know the rest of the story. The people in the so-called community, i.e. ghetto, found out that the cops shot Brandon. And what did they do? They gathered around, have balloons and teddy bears and candles? No, they started to go after the deputies. So the deputies called Memphis Finest, who came out in force. But this is 21st century policing nowadays. They had deputies needed assistance. They had people getting antsy, people riding the streets, causing damage. Did they come up in what they call full riot gear, which is more or less a helmet, some gloves, maybe a shield? No, they did not come up wearing personal protective equipment because they would be what they call less intimidating. Well, you know the rest. 24 cops injured, property damage, people beating up RMPs or cruisers, so on and so forth. Well, what's your take of what happened in Memphis?
Well, you know, things like this used to be, you know, pretty simple, and rarely did you have an outbreak like this, you know, years ago. These people are, how can I say, just hostile. The reports that we've been getting this morning are where they tried to arrest this guy, and he was getting in the car, and as they were approaching the vehicle, he started ramming his vehicle into their vehicles, and he got out and pointed a shotgun at them, and they fired. I mean, you know, hey, I'm not going to wait until the guy shoots. Some reports say he was hit 20 times. Some reports say he was hit 30 times. Well, you know, regardless, it doesn't say how many, marshals were there to, execute the initial arrest warrant before, Memphis PD, was called in. But the result of the crowd is typical. I mean, it's the writing is on the wall. The result is typical. It happened in Staten Island. It happened in Ferguson. It, you know, these
happened in Chattanooga with the officer being shot in Chattanooga.
Exactly. You know, the cops are out there not because, you know, they love you. They're not out there because they hate you. They're out there to do a job. Okay? And when it comes to do their job, and they do it, they're getting somebody off the street that shouldn't be on the street at that time, for whatever reason. I don't know what the warrants were for. And a real nice 20-year-old kid that is hardly ever in trouble. I don't know why the police shot him. Yeah, you know why the police shot him. They shot him because he tried to kill the officers. They felt their lives was in danger, and they shot him. Plain and simple. If the guy just put his hands behind his back and they took him away and took him to court, he'd be in court this morning, you know, with a bad breakfast in his belly. And that would be it. That would have been the worst of it. But he chose, 20 years old, he chose to shotgun aimed at these officers is only for one purpose only. It's, I'm going down in a blaze of glory. Well, he went down in a blaze. I don't know about the glory. But you people in that neighborhood of Memphis where this happened, I'll bet you 90% of them didn't even know this guy. Didn't even know him. It's, you know, we're not on a team here. We, you know, it's not us against them. It used to be. And apparently, it through social media and rewrites of police bylaws and things of that nature, the police have actually tried to become part of the community. And the community does, particular communities, I should say, don't want that. Well, they're going to act accordingly. You know, this brings just up real quick to our friend Mike Guerin, you know, where the guy that said he had AIDS was spitting on him. Relatively the same thing. He reacted just like these officers reacted. You started it. I'm going to finish it. And then they brought out the people with the fire and destroying police cars and throwing bricks, and six or seven cops went to the hospital with non-fatal or non-life-threatening injuries. Thank goodness. But this is going to turn into an all-out war. It's going to be a martial law pretty soon, where after 10 o'clock, it's going to be shoot on sight. And they're bringing it upon themselves. The officers reacted in the correct manner. There'll be an investigation, of course. There's always an investigation with a shooting, especially in a death. And, of course, now the people screaming out there in Memphis, we want justice, we want justice. Man, you know, they don't know the definition of justice. You know, I don't think half of them know how to spell justice. You know, justice is not spelt with a G in the beginning, you know. So we need to back up these officers all around the world, not just in Memphis when it happens, or Chattanooga, or Ferguson. All around the world, all the time, we need to back up the officers. You know, last night, on my way home from work at 3 o'clock this morning, cops were out in force. And I still don't understand why cops are riding around in vehicles by themselves and making car stops on Interstate 24 in Chattanooga by themselves. Fortunately, the guys were not driving. They took action and they did the right thing.
All right. Well, we're coming on our first break. You can finish your thought on the other side, and I got a whole bunch of other things about the state of the community. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back on 7-5 Radio, talking about the events earlier this week, the shooting in Memphis, and 24 of Shelby County's finest from Memphis and Shelby County Sheriff's Office was injured in the line of duty, six having to go to the hospital. Well, you're talking about making traffic stops with single units. Go ahead, continue.
Not to get away from, you know, the horror that could have been in Memphis. I mean, if they want to burn their own neighborhood down, well, they've got to burn it down. You know, nobody gave a damn when Ferguson got burned down. Go ahead, do it. You know, burn it down. We don't care. What will happen is Memphis will pull back patrol on those neighborhoods, and you know, come what may, you know, if everybody's shooting at everybody, we're going to lose at least 50% of the neighborhood, and that might be a good thing. But you know, I hate to see anybody, you know, die. But if you put yourself in that position, you know, well, you know, happens. Getting back to the car stops, in Southern Tennessee, in Manchester, Tennessee, this weekend, they have a festival. It's been going on for the last 20-odd years. It's called Bonnaroo. Forget about it. It is a traffic nightmare for 4 days. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a traffic nightmare. It's number one bands. We've had Elton John down here, Paul McCartney, Joan Jett, Elton John. They've all performed down here at this at this venue, and it happens every year, this time in June. And of course, now the police are out in force. You know, they're out there stopping people that are, you know, of course, out of state plates mostly. And last night, you know, was no different. Traffic wasn't heavy at 3 o'clock this morning, but they were stopping cars, and they all had like Florida tags, New York, any state from the East Coast. They pulled over, and they're by themselves. You know, this is a freaking accident, a tragedy waiting to happen. NYPD used to have single cop patrols until that psycho group. What was it with Chesimard and them? And then they started doubling up, and you know, the ratio is less cops have been hurt, and I don't believe how the State Highway Patrol here, Chattanooga here, they travel these cities and these highways alone. I just don't understand why they do that. They make enough drug arrests, you know, to put another cop in the car with these guys and, you know, and partner them up. You know, they just waiting to pay for another funeral. And it's horrible to think like that. It's not like the 20s where a cop can walk down the street and people give him respect, or they just, you know, close their doors and close their windows. These days, you know, they're getting spit at, they're getting shot at, they're getting beat up. And it's horrible. I slowed down a couple of times when I saw these cops, because, you know, you see all of these attacks on YouTube where, you know, the guy gets out of the car and he's got a gun hidden, and or they get into a fight. You know, I'd be the first car to run the perp over. You know, I'd just blast them into the next world when that happens, if that happens in front of me. But, you know, we have to understand that the cop is pulling you over for a reason, not because he's picking you out. He's pulling you over for a reason, whether it was speeding or you were changing lanes without signaling or you were wavering a little bit. Maybe you were on your damn cell phone or changing the radio station. He's pulling you over for a reason. And if you happen to be dirty and he pulls you over, well, you know, I guess you're going to do what you're going to do, try to not get caught and get away. But how many of them get away? How many of these people actually get away? Not many. Not many. You can't outrun a radio, not on the interstate. I mean, just ask OJ. you know, once they spot you, they got you, period. That should be the slogan. Once we spot you, we got you. And it's horrible that these guys are out there by themselves. You know, these guys are young families. And, you know, it's a shame. Some of these guys are getting hurt. Every day they're getting hurt. Something's happening out there. And these neighborhoods where they take it upon themselves to start burning a radio car, or, you know, throwing rocks at the police, or, you know, throwing rocks off the off the buildings. You know, there's a reason why Elvis built a freaking 9-foot wall around Graceland. You know, he brought class to the neighborhood, and guess what? The ghetto grew up around him.
Right.
They even had to move the plane out because people were throwing bricks over the fence and hitting the plane. Remember the Lisa Marie?
Yep.
You know, they had to get the plane out of there because it was getting pelted by bricks. You know, it was freaking horrible. Michelle called them under-resourced neighborhoods. Under-resourced neighborhoods, my eye. They got nothing better to do. You know, get a job. They're on welfare. You know, you got me going this morning, my friend. You got me going this morning.
Right. Well, let's keep it going because, April this year, officers from the LAPD performed a traffic stop near a housing project in Los Angeles that eventually turned to a foot pursuit. While the cops were chasing one black male, another black male not involved with the car stop or the foot pursuit approached another officer with a pistol and opened fire. Now, this cop was very aware of his surroundings, where he was going, so he had a service weapon in his hand. And he dropped the guy, the bystander, shooting at him. Fortunately, the cop made it. Unfortunately, so did the perp. But, of course, the fine residents of this public housing project started acting a fool, yelling, screaming, and approached the cops. And one of the cops said, back off, and started to shine a line at them, and they started running like rats. So, in Memphis, we had people surrounding the cops of shooting somebody. Now, Los Angeles of last year, we had people, the fine residents surrounding the cops, shooting somebody, assault in a good shoot.
Excuse me.
And, of course, this made barely a blip in the news in Los Angeles. Now, the reason why America did not see all this every day, because it was a crime that occurred in the projects that is common as the weather. And number two, people of color are overwhelmingly responsible for the crime and violence and must be protected by the mainstream media. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Most of the people causing problems for the police are black. Also, the media will not only report and exploit stories when they make the cops look bad and bring in the race hustlers. Now, you have 24 cops injured in Memphis. Guess what? That's going to make the news. But this has been going on for over half a century. Since LBJ's war on poverty, the people living in these projects and other underserved neighborhoods have been a total burden to society in terms of the cost of feeding, clothing, sheltering, and jailing these people. And it's not just L.A. It's also Father Panic Village in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where our friend Jim Lancey patrolled. It's a Cabrini Green housing projects in Chicago where people discharge automatic weapons during the 4th of July. And everywhere else in between. But it's the same, well, it's the same story. Unwed mothers, fatherless children, criminal activity, old people having to shelter in place, and nobody with a job. Why work when you can get free stuff? You got free housing, you got EBT, you got Medicaid, you got free education. There's no incentive to work because we society, American society, took away that incentive. But then you got cops and firemen attacked in the projects. Also, we get situations like Detective Randolph Holder from NYPD's PSA or Police Service Area Number 5 gets shot and killed by chasing down some perp in the projects. And when the detectives arrive at the scene, because now you have the shooting going on and you have a dead cop, and nobody says a word. But when we get back, we'll explain why NYPD is the best law enforcement agency in America and just how it's just been going on for 50 years. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio. Take it away, boys.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Navy responds after two foreign oil tankers carrying what the Pentagon refers to as Japan-related cargo were involved in a suspected attack off the coast of Iran. The Navy destroyer, the USS Bainbridge, receiving two separate distress calls and is now assisting crews from both of those vessels. In an interview last night with ABC News, President Trump says he would probably listen if a foreign government offered him, quote, dirt on a political opponent. He tweets today that he meets and talks with members of foreign governments all the time, and it's ridiculous to suggest he'd contact the FBI about all of the meetings. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasting the president on the Senate floor.
This is a president who says, Russia, come help. That doesn't prove collusion, but it sure proves that he doesn't mind foreign powers interfering with an election.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, we can grow any business in any industry at any time. The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
U.S. House Oversight Committee members voting to hold Attorney General Bill Barr and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress after they refused to comply with subpoenas related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Ross says of it,
the idea that somehow this committee should have more power than the Supreme Court, more power than the executive branch, and more power than both combined, kind of rewrites the Constitution and the separation of powers.
Dems say the administration must be trying to hide something. Police in the Dominican Republic say the gunman who shot David Ortiz is in custody and that he's just one of several people who were offered about $8,000 to arrange for the killing of the former Red Sox superstar. Ortiz ambushed at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo on Sunday night. He's been flown back to Boston for medical treatment and is expected to recover. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Of course you're still listening. This is 7-5 Radio. Well, back to New York and the housing project. Detective Holder was shot and killed at one of the projects in Upper Manhattan on the east side. And so the cops, detectives came because now they have a shooting and a dead cop, so they need to start investigation. So everybody in the projects is like, well, we're not going to snitch. We ain't saying nothing. So here's the thing. Holder was no cracker from Long Island. He was an immigrant from Africa. But here's why the NYPD is the best. They showed up a few days later with buses and warrants. Anybody who had any type of warrant, from parking tickets to missing jury duty to felonies, was getting served. So they went to the apartments where the perpetrator or the person with a warrant lived. They did a no-knock warrant, said police search warrant, searched the place. If the person was not there, they just left the warrant and a broken door. So, but that's not the first time we've had issues in the housing projects in New York, as you well know. Housing Authority Police Officer John Williamson was killed when some individual threw a bucket of plaster off a roof, hit him in the head, and killed him. Maintenance people, they also been assaulted in these housing projects. Our friend Sean Bergen said that he had to wear thick-soled shoes because of all the drug paraphernalia running around in the projects. And, you know, and these projects are just absolute hell holes. But anyways, real quick, as I'm not going to be boring the hell out of you, but you go to the media and you think the media is complacent. Actually, I backed that up a little bit. Also, a couple weeks ago, we had some piece of trash in Virginia Beach, Virginia, go into the municipal building and shoot 12 people. And the media and the city of Virginia Beach cucked out, and they said, we're not going to mention his name, we're not going to show his photo, we're not going to do anything, we're just going to remember the 12 victims, which is fine. But here's the thing. The shooter was black. His name was Dwayne Craddock, C-R-A-D-D-O-C-K. He killed 12 people. But if you remember, Walt, a couple years ago, Dylan Roof killed 9 people, and his face was plastered everywhere. So we wouldn't expect anything from the mainstream media. But then you get to so-called conservative media, and I call up a couple of radio shows on my way to and from my other job, and one of them was Breitbart Tonight with what was the girl's name? Rebecca Mansour. She had this token black named Sonny Johnson, who has an awful show on Sirius XM. Why they have Sonny on and not us bewilders me, probably because we tell the truth. So they were talking, the GOP needs to go into these neighborhoods and talk to these people about jobs and talk about, you know, same old, same old, same old. So I said, you know what? I'm calling up. So I called up and I mentioned the shooting in the L.A. city projects. And I said, these people in the projects are not going to vote Republican because LBJ's war on poverty will have them vote Democrat for the next 200 years. Now, we're only 50 down, so we have 150 to go. So, of course, in about 2 seconds, Ms. Mansour cut me off and said, you know, started doing her song and dance about reaching out to the inner city. And then she said, well, I don't like the way you said those people. You know, that's why we're here, Walt, because of, you know, people like Mansour and Sonny Johnson. And then later during last week, I talked to got back on Sirius XM on the David Webb show. Now, David Webb is a black man, but he takes no nonsense. He calls a spade a spade. And he's been dropping N-bombs and some other colorful language on satellite radio because he hates race hustlers. So anyways, he was on break. So this lady, her name is Mary Walters from here in D.C., And guess what? I told her more or less the same thing. She cucked out too. So, I mean, that's our so-called conservative media. That's why we have 7-5 Radio, the Political Cesspool, Liberty Roundtable, and all the programming on this network. Well, what say you about things that happened in the projects and the, just the way the media has been treating this whole thing?
There was an officer that I was in the police academy with. He was a housing officer, and was Officer McLean. And he was murdered in a sweep. Him and his partner split up in a project building. They went up the elevator and they came down the stairs, you know, on separate sides of the building. And it turned out he walked in on an attempted execution of a mutt. The executor turned the gun on the officer and shot him dead right there on the stairs. That was 1987. he died at the scene. The person that was supposed to be executed took off running, you know, went to the police. They found the shooter and so on and so forth. And it was horrible. It was a horrible night when you have to experience something like that. The projects are homeless shelters with a fancy name. You know, that's all they are. They don't pay rent. I mean, I've been in these places, and it's freaking disgusting. It's horrible, and it's terrifying to most of the people that live there. They're run by the youth, the innocent youth that we hear about all the time, and this innocent youth is like an army of mutts. You know, the NYPD has the color of the day. You know, you have to call some extension in New York City, and you got to give them the color of the day, which is not a secret because they announce the color of the day on WBLS every morning. And every afternoon, you have scores of these young youths wearing the same color of the day in hoodies, whether it be blue, orange, red, green, purple, whatever it is. They must buy out. Well, today it would be Amazon, but they must have bought out Robert Hall or Times Square stores of all their colors of their hoodies because they all wore the same hoodies. So what happens? Commit a crime. They run into the middle of a crowd and you're looking for a black male with a purple hoodie. Well, guess what? There's 35 of them standing there. You know, pick one. And there's not a damn thing you can do about it. But the NYPD has revamped their rules. Don't split up. Don't split up. There was too many cops after this. You go around the back, I'll go around the side. No, they don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore. They stick together like glue. Another officer shot in 1986 in Far Rockaway, Scott Goodell. I believe that was the 101 precinct on Mott Street. Gunned down, him and his partner split up. Young cop, he was only on the job a year or so. And a young cop, him and his partner split up. He got into a shootout with a mutt. And that's when they used to carry the 38s with the speed loaders. And while he was loading his gun after he fired six shots, the guy ran up to him with a 12-shot 9mm clip and killed him. You know, the cops can't be alone. You know, and this is going back to what we said a little bit ago about the cops pulling people over by themselves. It's not a healthy situation. It's not going to become a healthy situation, no matter how armed you are. If you're by yourself, dude, you're by yourself. It's you and that gun in your hand. You need somebody with you. Become partners. You know, do what you got to do. Yeah, things happen. But you're there to watch each other's back, not just catch perp. You know, unless the guy shot a cop or you know, did something else horrible. You know, your main job is to go home at night. You know, guys, don't forget this. Don't put yourselves in a position where you're going to get killed. Don't split up. Stay together. Scoop.
Exactly. Well, I remember back when I was with the Transit Bureau, they still had cops on single patrol because, you know, the police department's so spread out thin. And you can cover more ground with cops spread out. Well, again, you're right. It's a tactical error. That's why we got, you know, troopers and county sheriffs laying dead in the highways, because they pulled up with a van full of meth and, you know, they don't want to go to jail. So they get the drop on the cop. That's why the car stops is one of the most dangerous situations behind domestics a law enforcement officer can get into. And, you know, that's why we're here. I mean, we did some wrong, and we admit it. We freely admit it, and we paid our penance. But we're, you know, we're here for you. And nobody is out there talking about this except us. And when we get back, one other comrade at arms did talk about it, and he got kicked off of YouTube. We'll be right back. Finish the rest of this awesome episode of 705 Radio.
Kosher, certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, Walt, we are back. It's been a hell of a show, and we're going straight through. But like I was saying before the break, one of our brothers in arms and friends and past guest, J.B. Gunner, he joins Alex Jones, Kyle Flattery, and Jim Lancia, because he has been demonetized from YouTube. Now, this is not a good thing, because Alex Jones, Kyle Flattery, and Jim Lancia should not have been demonetized. And also, unlike Jones, Flattery, and Lancia, he's still on YouTube for now. But what's been going on is that the ADL has teamed up with YouTube. So you get two America haters, two groups of cop haters, two groups of Christian haters, two groups of patriot haters coming up and purging the YouTube of people such as the Mr. Gunner, Alex Jones, and Jim Lancia for talking about the same things that we talk about. Now, Mr. J.B. Gunner, whose name is Collins, Mr. Collins does this full time. He has over 20 YouTube channels. He doesn't talk about politics and things that we talk about, but he has numerous other channels he talks about, and he monetizes everything. So he's now losing $2,000 a month for simply telling the ugly truth. Now, a little bit, those who do not know who J.B. Gunner is, you got to check out the archives. He talks about the same taboos that we talk about, but other AM so-called conservatives will not talk about with a 10-foot pole. We're talking about black women who has a net worth of $5, losers on welfare, the media, restaurants accepting EBT, and also, despite his past of having numerous arrests for assault on law enforcement, he is one of the biggest supporters of law enforcement. But, and he does it in a very funny and fast-paced way. And luckily for him that when he was on our show, he did not curse, but Mr. Yerku let one by. But anyways, but who or what is the ADL? It's a group of rich, powerful Jews who want to stop people saying Jews are rich and powerful. Which, and the ADL is worth millions of dollars. Its leader, Abe Foxman, is pulling $700,000 a year, yearly. And these people are answering to no one and accountable to no one. But like I've been saying for a couple of years now, you know, this is one of the only forums that you cannot get kicked off, especially if you buy the airtime. Now, there's certain rules and guidelines we must follow with the FCC, but, I mean, this is... Radio is one of the first bastions of free speech and one of the last few bastions of free speech. But anyways, one thing about JB is that he doesn't take things lying down. He hasn't posted anything on YouTube for a while because he took a vacation. He posted a clip the other day saying he's enjoying vacation. He's in a boat having a nice cocktail, and he will be back. And one thing about JB, just about most of everybody I do associate with in radio, he will not be taking this lying down. Well, what's your opinion of the purge that's going on in social media?
Well, yeah, of course, I think it's ridiculous. You know, there's so much out there that's wrong. You know, man, they got these, what do they call these videos now? Deep something videos where the lips are moving and something else is coming out of their mouth besides what they were actually saying. And this is supposed to be like, you know, real news. Oh, we showed a video of it. Well, it was made up. You know, stuff like that gets away. You got Kathy Griffin holding a bloody head mask of Donald Trump, you know, with a knife in one hand and the head mask dripping blood in the other, and that's okay. You know, you have Peter Fonda saying that Barron Trump should be put in one of those cages in Texas with pedophiles. And, you know, you got people that say that kind of stuff. Yet, you know, when you tell, like us, we speak the truth. You know, we talked about black communities earlier in the show. You know, hey, to you people out there listening, we are not prejudiced. We are just reporting, you know, you can't put a hat on a pig and call it good looking. You know, the neighborhoods are the neighborhoods. That's where it happens. So I'm going to report it. It's black, you know. Now the term now is people of color, you know, instead of African-American. You know, got to make up their mind. It comes down to the same thing, okay? We're not prejudiced. We're reporting the news where it happens. The issue with JB, like you said, he speaks the truth. He speaks it out. He stands tall, and he stands behind what he says, as do we. Unfortunately, you have people out there that don't like that. And just because you don't like that doesn't mean it's a biased hate crime when he says something that you don't like. It is freedom of speech. You don't like it. Well, you know, don't listen to him. You know, don't listen to him. Don't target him. and say, oh, we got them off the air. We got them off of this. We got them off of that. You know, it's not a victory. You know, it's just get something else better to do. What do you do for a living? You know, have some pride in your own self. I would flip it, you know, on J.B. Gunner's side and say, well, you know, they hate me. So they hate me because of what I said. Now, is that biased or not? Now get them off the air.
Right.
You know, this tit-for-tat has got to stop. You're allowed to say, right, you know, a lot of things, except, of course, you know, screaming fire in a movie theater when there's no fire.
Right.
But nowadays...
But, Wal, here's the thing. You know, you speak the truth. J.B. spoke the truth. But it's the ugly truth. Meanwhile, Antifa... Muslims throwing homosexuals off a roof, ISIS mm-hmm. burning people alive, people threatening to throw acid in conservatives' faces. That's okay, but you know, speaking the absolute truth, is not okay. You know, like Chris Plant says, if it wasn't for double standards, the left would have no standards whatsoever.
No, I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. The media forum has gotten so diluted and perverted that we're not where we are should be in social media, and it's not the way it was meant to be. And this is just another loophole of how people can get their nonsense off in social media. But, you know, God forbid, you know, you say the word, I'm going to say it again, you get bombarded with hate mail and hate tweets. You can't say what somebody else does because of the color you are. You know, they call me a cracker. Okay, yeah, I'm a cracker. I'm a white guy. Yeah, that's the nickname that African-American people call white people cracker. So what? You know, but if you say that other word, forget about it. You know, you're ostracized by everybody. You know, the NAACP, it's just a mess. You don't have to say it to be blamed for it. And if you blame for it, you're going to pay. So you might as well say it, right?
Yep. Anyways, but... Well, real quick, while we have a couple seconds left, we have over 100 people on our Facebook page right now. We have 21 people on our Twitter page. Go to @75_show on Twitter before we get suspended again. But, since we put up the Facebook page, I mean, the response has been overwhelming. And from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you very much. Keep supporting us. Visit our sponsors. Call your local radio station in your market and say, hey, put on 75 Radio or else. What's your opinion on the 75 Radio / 75 Movie phenomenon?
I think, you know, people are, we're touching more and more people. The people that we had on Twitter, it was probably over 2,000-3,000 followers who are slowly, you know, finding us on the Facebook pages of, you know, the 75 Radio. I want people to understand that, you know, July 5th is going to be 75 day. Anything 75. Take a picture of a street sign 75. Take a picture of your kid holding up 75. Wear a 75 t-shirt that is still available, and you know, contact us and we'll get you one. The 75 day. This is the first day. We got some response from it. Hey, you know, the world wasn't created in a day, but we're going to have 75 day. Tattoo it on your forehead. Draw it up with a Sharpie. You know, draw it on a shirt. Wear a 75 jersey, football jersey. You know, wear something 75. Take a picture of it. Post it. And we might even pick a winner. And I'll send them a signed T-shirt if we pick a winner. But, right, you know, we got to have pictures of this stuff to have a winner.
Right.
But go ahead, have fun with it. It's 75 day. You know, so what?
Right.
It's a Friday also. It's a Friday. So I expect some good pictures. I don't care if you're drinking a can of beer or you're drinking a shot of Jack Daniels. If you're wearing something 75, post it.
Right. And real quick, we're going to have 75 Radio t-shirts coming out soon. Mike Aaron's working with a contractor. Hopefully we'll have them out. They look real nice. Once we get ours, we're going to wear them and post them on 75 Day. But, Walt, it's been a hell of a show. Let's have a good weekend, everybody. Remember, you can make a difference. Go out and make it.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.